Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, you're in Quarantine Central. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Kyle, how you doing, folks? What a 2016, I'm telling you what. It's like a Monday that you go to work and you can never go home. Or a Friday that you go to work and you can never leave. But tonight on the conversation, Israeli couple caught violating lockdown order while having sex on the beach. Having Jewish in me, sex on the beach means something different. Someone like went to a bar and like, I want to have sex on the beach. I'm like, okay, that's a drink? Oh, I mean something different to us. Yeah, my aunt found out that when we did DNA that we have a lot of Jewish in us. So pretty proud of that. I think it's kind of neat. Joe Biden fantasizes about coup de grace for President Trump, the end. I can't believe how many people are wishing he dies. And then when he comes and he takes his mask off and goes, he's showing the wrong signal. He just got diagnosed. He shouldn't be. No matter what he did. Look at Sweden. They didn't lock down. They didn't do anything. And look at what happened to them. They're having more results. The woke is getting broke. I'll get into that as the NBA Finals tanked beyond belief. Kamala Harris, who's not running for president, says that when she becomes president, if I'm elected, I will execute an executive action on gun control. I will give the government like 2 months, and if they don't do anything, I will take your guns. Well, she's not running for president. So that should have bells going off in your head that, hey, when Biden, the 0.5% chance he has of winning, she's going to be taking over. And they're going to do some sort of up. She's going to, you know, but that ain't going to happen. Netflix faces criminal charges over cuties in Texas. And I hope it goes way beyond that. Now, I mean, I hope it's not just some. I hope it's a shutdown, or people get, or the producers and stuff get thrown in jail. Something major, not just, well, you're gonna get $1,000 fine. No, I hope something major happens. I'm gonna get into the China virus. Legendary rocker Eddie Van Halen has died at 65 after battling throat cancer. I think we all need to look to Keith Richards. Whatever he's doing, he's like 125, I think, or something like that now, 130. Smokes like a carton of unfiltered cigarettes a day and drinks a case of beer. I don't know. Wow. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I think Sammy Hagar made Van Halen, but, you know, I wasn't a big Van Halen fan, but like Bill Graham said, the dead aren't the best at what they do, they're the only ones that do what they do. Van Halen wasn't the best at what they did, but they're the only ones that did what they did. And, I mean, I respect Eddie Van Halen for what he is and his Frankenstrat and all the stuff he did, but I was never, like, a huge fan. You know, if someone said, hey, I got a free ticket, you want to go see him? Yeah, okay. I'd probably go, but it just, I mean, good, it just sucks that, like, good musicians are going, you know. But, you know, I mean, I'm not putting them down or anything. Don't get me, I was just not, like, a super fan. I have one of my friends I need to see. I mean, he was, like, that was, like, his, I mean, he was, like, and he did, like, a painting of his Frankenstrat, like, an, he was a mate, like, he lived for Eddie Van Halen. So, hope he's okay, you know, because I remember some people, like, when Jerry died, like, what's going on? Like, what are you thinking? Like, what's, you know, and all this stuff. And it's just like, wow. So I get it. I get it, you know. And that's the big thing. Because, like, what do I want to be remembered as, you know, and when I go, you know? My brother always used to have this photo of, like, here's a guy that did a ton of stuff, his grave, and here's the grave of someone, like a wealthy person, and here's like a homeless person. Be humble. You know, and it's kind of like, no matter how accomplished I am, no matter what I do, I'm going to go to heaven no matter what I do, you know, whether I bust my butt or not, you know. So I just try to be that decent person. But I want to get into this because, you know, when I first went to a bar and someone ordered a Sex on the Beach, I'm like, yeah, that means something different to me. That's two people having intercourse. And then the Swirly couple got caught by violating the lockdown while having sex on the beach. I mean, like, the first time I'm like, is there like a part in the back, you know, and then this plops down this, like, yeah, you never heard of that? It's a drink. I'm like, oh. What you asked for was something different to me, but they got busted violating, like the lockdown order. You know, and it's just like, wow. What a way to get busted, you know? I mean, I can understand, like, being close or something, but you're like, you know, I'm like knocking on your shoulder, like, and you're sitting there, and it's like an officer, and you're like, ouch. But they refuse to put, like, masks on and stuff. That should be the right. I mean, look at Switzerland. There's a guy in Oxford that's, like, a clinical pathologist who's basically come out with a study that said that there's nothing to support the fact that lockdowns or anything do anything. And what you're doing, these lockdowns are actually bad. The reason being is because you need vitamin D in your body. You need vitamin D in your body. It's essential, and you get it from the sun, free. And the more global warming we have, the more vitamin D you get, I'm assuming. But they're keeping you isolated, and people are trying to get squeaky clean, like, I sanitize myself 50 times a day with rubbing alcohol, and I'm killing every bacteria, so then when my body does get a bacteria, and it doesn't know how to fight it, it doesn't know how to do anything. And that's the problem. Bacteria are essential. There are critters that live in your eyebrows that are microscopic, but they're essential. You need them. Pardon me. But you need these. And when you lock people up and keep them away from every little bacteria, every little thing, and they have no way to build up their immunity to fight off anything, because they're, okay, you need to make sure that you have no bacteria. And that's the thing. Antibacterial does not mean it kills bad bacteria. It means it kills bacteria, period. The good and the bad, and you need the good. And these idiots said, well, if you're going to tell me that 100%, like, 100% of the deaths, the 200,000 coronavirus victims are all, the blood is, that's 100% Trump's fault. then I'm going to go and I'm going to look up every non-natural death. I'm going to go back to when Obama was president and look up every single solitary person that did not die of natural causes, and that's on Obama's hands. Why didn't he do more to fight the flu? Why didn't he do more for AIDS? Why didn't he do more for heart? Why didn't he do more for suicides and for drunk driving? Anybody that did not die of natural causes under Barack Obama's tenure as president or dictator-in-chief and divider-in-chief, the blood's on his hands for all that. If you're going to say that that every person that dies from COVID-19 is Trump's fault, you're stupid. China is the one that's responsible, and no one's blaming China. If I get drunk and get behind the wheel and I kill you, I did it. You don't blame Chevrolet or GM or Jeep or Toyota or Ford or whatever car. $200,000 deaths, it's all on Trump's fault. And then Trump comes out after having coronavirus and takes his mask off. What kind of message does that show? Maybe we need to get everyone out in the open and get this virus and get everyone building up antibodies instead of having everyone locked in. There's not one statistic or anything that shows that a lockdown does anything. And actually, most places that didn't lock down at all or didn't do anything actually are having better outcomes with it. Remember, 80% of the people that have this virus have no sign, no symptom, no nothing. Like me and my wife were talking the other day, what does it mean when they say you test positive for COVID? What does that mean? Because I kind of look at it, and I've said this before, like the Subway commercials. Baked fresh daily, the bread is. And it's not really, but it is. When most people think of, they try to make you think of baked fresh, meaning that someone's in there mixing and measuring out the flour, making the dough and rolling out the dough. It's a frozen dough that they proof and bake. But some people don't realize that, and they try to make the illusion that there's someone making dough every day and baking it fresh. It's just a frozen dough that they put in a proofer and then they bake it. And I see so many people that act like, okay, if you have COVID-19, then basically you're on a ventilator, that you're done. Kiss your family and friends goodbye. Say hello to Klaus. When 90% of the people that have it probably aren't. Wow. I have COVID-19. I don't feel anything. Sometimes I just want to find out what it takes to have to quarantine for 14 days. Yeah, I flew on a plane. Yeah, but I have to quarantine. Yep, 14 days. Nothing I can do about it. Sorry. I'd be out 14 days of work, which would be no bueno. But hey, I could rest for 14 days. But we're not putting down anyone that's died. No one is. But no one's blaming the blame where it lies at China. Well, Trump didn't do anything. What do you mean he didn't do anything? So if Trump didn't do anything, then why was the Democrats calling Trump a xenophobe? Why were they bitching at him for blocking travel to and from China, one of the biggest economies, if he didn't do anything? Explain that to me. If Trump was banning travel from hotspot countries and getting ridiculed for doing that, how was he not doing it? I want to know how that is nothing. He wasn't doing anything. Joe Biden is basically fantasizing about coup de grace for President Trump. Like the final nail in the coffin, like in the final blow, he's going to go down and die. I can't believe you're a pretty sick American. You need to go repent. You need Jesus. You need help. Let me tell you something. Let Joe Biden get that virus, and I'll start a prayer chain for him. I don't like the man. I don't want him for president. I wouldn't wish death on any of them. It's sickening. But then you have people, that stand by these Democrat Muslims that, well, I have friends that stand with these Democratic Muslims who are basically, well, you know what? Some people did something on 9/11. Some people did two planes went into the Twin Towers and killed thousands. Hundreds were killed on a plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Another one went into the Pentagon. But some people did some things. And they stand by them. They support a terrorist. But Amy Coney Barrett, oh, she's a Christian. There are people that they're bitching at. This is the problem. This is the problem, folks. And I'll get to, this is what I want to get to. Morgan Freeman said it best. You want to end racism? Stop talking about it. But you have all these freaking liberals that are like, well, the Supreme Court justice needs to be a black woman. We need a black person as president. We need to have a black woman as president, or we need to have a woman as, what do you mean you need to have a woman as, so let me get this straight. So if you're a firefighter, you're going to be okay with the person backing you up not being qualified enough and not being good enough because you have to have an Asian person when a black person was more qualified, but because of the affirmative action, you have to have an Asian person or a black person. Don't you want to have the most qualified person backing you up, no matter who it is? See, that's what's wrong. See, people in this country want equal opportunity, equal outcome. And that's not how this thing works. That's not how this system works. I want to have the best person for the job backing me up. Plain and simple. No matter who it is. If it's a black woman and she's backing me up, okay. Yeah, there's a 99% chance that we're going to get trapped in that building. Yeah, but there's a 100% chance those people aren't going to get out alive. Okay, let's go. Remember, I was in the Marines, and the Marines only move forward, not backwards. Okay, let's do this. I'm back. Okay. I got you. But you have this notion that, oh, we have to have a woman in the White House. There has to be a woman. No, we need to have the best person for the job in the White House voted by the American people. We don't need to have, I'm tired of Kamala Harris being picked because she's a female and because she fits some sort of gender, because she can be black or Indian, so that they can shove race in our face. She is a waste of space, by the way. This is what the left don't get. I'm going to get into this because this woke left doesn't get it. The NBA Finals crash again and again and again, okay? Game one of the NBA Finals. Remember last year, they had a Canadian team in the NBA Finals. The ratings this year are down by 70%. Game one of the finals had the lowest viewership since 1994, and game two was the lowest ever on record. But wait, that was before game three, which beat out game two by becoming the lowest watched NBA finals in history. People are tired of this. People don't want to see this woke crap. They don't want to see these millionaire whiny bitches. They want to watch the Olympics. They want to watch the Golden Globes. They don't want to sit there and watch the Emmys and be like, say it, sound off like you got a pair. Sound off like you got a pair. They want to, the NBA is their escape from the bullcrap. They don't want to see overpaid billionaires whining and complaining and pissing and moaning because racial inequality. I have $1 billion and I'm an NBA player and I got 5 million pairs of shoes, but because I'm black, you know, I can't achieve what a white person can. I wish I was about 6'5" and black, then I could have $1 million coming in every week and blame that I have no chance at a good opportunity because of my color, my skin. I'm Oprah Winfrey, and I wanna say that, you know, white privilege is real because black people like me can't accomplish their dreams and make some of themselves because of white people. I'm Oprah Winfrey, and I approve this message. Are you kidding me? People are tired of this crap. That's why I wonder what it's going to take for the NBA to just say, okay, enough's enough. Will it take no one watching the games? It's ridiculous. But it goes back to everything. China is responsible for the virus, but no, there's only a few people saying why isn't China being held responsible? I wanna do a contact trace to find out who gave, because I think somebody gave Trump the virus. Like they sent someone there that they knew was positive and gave it to Trump. I wanna know who it is. I wonder, because you never hear about Democrats coming down with the virus. You wonder how many of them have had it but keep their lids shut. But no one cares. No one's talking about the real China. They're the response. Trump didn't do anything. How dare him? Yeah, Trump did so little that they were bitching at him for banning travel from countries and doing all this. Yeah. Yeah, Trump did so little that Chris Cuomo's like sitting there bitching at Trump, and Andrew Cuomo's like, I got it right now, and as soon as this is over, I've got 400 ventilators, and I got to decide who lives and who dies. And I'm like, oh, I was screaming at the telly when that was on. I'm screaming at the telly. I'm on my mobile. I'll do it. I would go. Because I guarantee you, there was no one he was going to. He was just assuming that he could make this bogus claim that he had 400 ventilators, and he was going to have to choose who gets them and who doesn't, who lives and who dies. And then when Trump was able to get him crap tons of ventilators, and he didn't think they were hoping they could keep this narrative going, like, hey, Trump, where's the ventilators? We need them. Hello, where are they? That it got to the point like 3 days later, oh, we're just stockpiling them for a rainy day. What do you mean you're stockpiling for a fucking rainy day? 2 days ago, you're like, I got to play the Grim Reaper. I got to decide who gets them and who doesn't. And then you're like, oh, we're just stockpiling them so that when the real crisis happens, we'll be prepared. And then like a week later, it's like, hey, we don't need all these ventilators. If you need them, come to New York. We'll give them to you. Every day, the narrative changed, and that stupid, retarded liberals don't get it. They're like, Trump didn't do anything. No, the narrative was they were hoping to make up all this crap about needing all these ventilators, and then when Trump wouldn't get them and give them to them in a timely manner, they could blame it. He didn't do anything. But then, well, crap, Captain, we don't need the ventilators that we were making. We made up this crap about ventilators. Yep, we made this crap up about needing all these ventilators, and I have to choose who lives and dies. And now, I didn't need them in the first place. But that's the problem in this country. What you have right now is you have people that no matter what you tell them, Trump sucks. No matter what you throw in their face, no matter what you show them and what you prove to them, Trump is waste of space. And the other half are like, Trump can't do no wrong. You need to be the person in the middle that's like, okay, well, I don't agree with this that Trump did, but whatever. I mean, Kamala, Chocolate douche. I call her chocolate douche, and I don't apologize. I don't want to say her name wrong, so I call her chocolate douche, and I don't apologize. I'm going to take executive action on gun control if I'm elected president. You were one of the first ones gone. What you're telling me is if what she said is true, which it is true, she said this, that the 1% chance Biden gets elected, he's going to step down because he's having major cognitive issues, and she's going to step in. And this is what doesn't get me, because Biden, on the debate stage, there's a period, and if you just watch the debate without any word, well, don't hear it, don't listen, just watch. Biden, there's a period where he's like rapidly blinking his eyes, like repetitively, like big time. He was not 100%. If you know what to look for in things, because there's times where he's got a pen and he's playing with the pen like it's a coping mechanism. And I know for a fact, it's first of all, it's sickening that they're doing this elder abuse and pushing him out there when he is not one. But when you see him doing these campaign stops with like five people at these things, there's no one there, he's making no sense. He's like not there. He was more there on the debate night, but he's still, there's something. It's just, it's wrong on all levels. It didn't matter. But Kamala Harris is like, I'm going to give Congress 2 months. What do you mean give Congress? You're not running for president. So you're basically telling, you're basically, the real smart people are getting it that if Biden, the 1% chance he gets elected, you're going to be taking over. See, this, defund police, so many people, I've even had conservatives say, well, you know what defund police means? This means get rid of them. The whole, it's, yeah, well, just registering your bullets or registering your gun and mandating that you have to do it. It doesn't, all this stuff, the end game is to take away your Second Amendment right 100%. That's what it is. That's the end game. The end game, well, they just want to defund the police, not get rid of them. Well, when you look into the defund the police movement, the end game is to get a military-style government police in so that everyone works under, okay, I'm Kamala Harris, the dictator-in-chief. You will take their guns. You do not have an option. You will take their guns away from them. If you have to shoot to kill them, you will do whatever it takes to confiscate their guns. People who will not willingly turn over the guns will be forced to if it means killing them. And that's what will happen. Just look at all these people that come here from Venezuela and from Iran and Turkey and all this stuff and everything. And they're these people that, I'm a Trump supporter because everything I hear out of the Democrats' mouths is what I heard in my country, my top-down, bottom-up, dictatorial, authoritarian regime country. Don't worry. They're already trying to stop you from going to church. I talked about this. There was a school that put in a prayer room, and it's not the prayer room you're thinking of. Muslims demanded a room so that they could pray, and it only happened because they demanded it. If a Christian said, hey, I want to have a place to pray, no. But what ended up happening, this is like a couple years ago, is they allowed it, but the only way they could have it is they had to allow, it has to be open to anyone. So if you're a Jew, you can go pray. If you're, you know, so, and when they accepted it to where if you're a Christian, you can go pray. But if the Christian said, hey, I want to have a prayer room, it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. But, and that's what scares me in this, because when Kamala Harris comes out saying, when I become president, if I'm elected, I will take action on guns. She's basically saying that Joe Biden's going to step down if he gets elected, and I'm going to take his place.
Why did she say that? Because honestly, I remember her saying something very similar when she was on the campaign trail. Are they taking that out of context?
No, she has said that like in the last couple of days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing that's going. Well, I mean, it's like the defund the police movement. Me and my buddy Chris were talking about that last night. That the whole point is to get, because you try to get how many different police agencies all over the United States to take your Second Amendment rights away? That's not going to happen. So a government police force coming in and say, okay, you work for the government, you will take their guns away no matter what. If they will not do it willingly, you will do it forcefully. You will go into their house, and if you have to kill people to take their guns, that's what you're going to do. Well, I don't know if many people have heard about this one. I'm sure you've heard of the Netflix is now facing criminal charges over cuties in Texas. And Glenn Beck talked about how, like a couple weeks ago, that you got to be careful how you show any of this when you're doing like a video and you're talking about this video, because you can get flagged for child pornography. And you can't really show, and you have to edit out stuff, and you got to be, and that's what he goes, if you want to talk about it, talk about it, but don't show it, because you can get, and they're looking at facing criminal charge over this.
Okay, my whole thing with that is this. From what I understand, their point of even making this is to show the pitfalls of the little girls being dressed that way and put out like that. That was the point. And I heard one person on my Christian radio saying if they would have left some of the scenes out, the inappropriate, the message would have been okay. Why do they feel the need to do all that extra? For ratings, for controversy like this. Bad publicity is still publicity.
But then people are wanting them shut down, like Netflix taken off, period.
I don't see that really going to happen, because you can stop. That would be just like them taking your page down on Facebook and saying you're not allowed to have any more because of how you view things. That is censorship, too. We don't have Netflix because of crap like this. We stopped it.
Yeah.
If you don't want Netflix, don't pay for it. You pay for Netflix.
Because there are people that are saying that the people that made this should be facing child pornography.
That's
what it is.
That should be. Not Netflix, the company. You get the people who made this, who wrote the script. That filmmaker who kept going in on the little girl's private part. That's who you need to go after.
But they need to face some serious charges, not just like... Because, like, unless they go after and get, like, $4 billion lawsuit, and they get $4 billion, it's not even a dent in Netflix. There were trillions.
I don't even know if four, yeah.
Yeah, there were trillions. But if you're a Christian, I don't know how you can have Netflix. See, but here's my point, though. Let's say you get Netflix taken off the air. There's a legitimate reason why you're. I mean, I don't want to see it. I see some people's point, but then it's not like you're saying no. It's not like they're doing anything that's okay. This is child porn, because there was a. I remember, and I talked about this before. It was like on Inside Edition, where this guy had this, like they had like. Like 3 to 4 year olds, 5 to 6 year olds, 7 to 8 year olds, 9 to 10 year olds, 11 to 12, and they had like modeling sites, and if you had a license, you could, and you were a professional photographer and stuff, you could get, and if you got the fees and stuff, you could have them model. And they said since they weren't naked, there was no whatever, it was legal. And they said that 90% of the people that had those websites, 95% of the people they said that had subscriptions were child predators. They were actually sex offenders. And they said that they would sit there with like 6-year-olds with bathing suits pulling up their shirt like this or whatever, basically if it was a Playboy with a shirt on, you would say that's sexually explicit, but it was a little girl, and it was just fun. It's just not, and they finally got it taken down because some of them were getting too far. But that's all he did. It wasn't like a Netflix, and it was like a huge investigation. They said like 95% of the people, they said they weren't really finding any professional photographers looking to these girls for models. 99% of the people that basically subscribed were all like pedophiles, and it was. I don't want Netflix taken down. You have the right, just like the NBA that's having record, like they've had like the game 3 was the lowest NBA final in recorded history. Let them tank on their own.
Do you think they realize that that's why it was so low? Do you think they care? Do you think LeBron James cares?
No, they don't. They'll have empty stadiums, and they'll still try to keep it going. They'll have no viewers, and they'll still look at all these Hollywood things. People are turning off Hollywood, like, and I know so many people. What do? Because I refuse to watch television. I cannot. I'm tired of these late night talk shows are in the toilet. But people, CNN's in the toilet. But people, they still keep doing the same woke crap. The NBA Finals, you got to understand, folks, the NBA Finals is down 70% from last year, and that had a Canadian team. This had their highest, their most, LeBron James is like the Michael Jordan of the NBA right now. He's that big. And they're, because people don't want to see this. I want to watch the NBA or the NHL or MLB to get away from life, not to have people pushing crap. But unfortunately, in this day and age, and then they have people coming out, like I said before, that Trump is setting the worst example ever by not wearing a mask when he saluted and all this crap. It doesn't matter. No matter what he says, no matter what he does,
the doctor had said he didn't need to be wearing a mask and stuff. You have doctors saying what these reporters will come out and just make up what they want. Doctor saying he didn't need to be wearing a mask when he did.
Pardon me.
Like I don't know if you even talked about the video I made today, but I was talking to my client, and I said, you know what, they're not going to teach him to get it again. Yeah. And they wouldn't let him out of a hospital. When they let him out of a hospital, that news freaked me. They said he has tested and had no living where he could spread it. He has no living COVID.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him out.
Yeah.
But yet he can give it. He can spread it.
Yeah. He's. Well, this is. It's just. But the people that watch don't care. Can you believe it? They're not gonna. No matter. It goes back to my point that I have leftist friends that think Barack Obama was Jesus Christ. I don't care. No matter what you show them, they will never, ever, ever waver from that, no matter what. They will never, no matter what Trump could give them $1 million and they'd be like, what's it? Like that, they would still hate him. We're going to have a 2016 because what's going to happen is, in 2016, you couldn't hack it, you couldn't rig it, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. So when I win, Trump's going to claim all this stuff, but that can't happen. And as soon as Trump won, they're like, well, we have evidence that Trump colluded with Russia and he did all this stuff that I said 2 days ago couldn't happen. You know, they say that the mail, like, you can't hack the mail-in voting. You can't do this. You can't do that. This is going to be, see, Trump is going to, when he loses, he's going to claim all this stuff about the mail. But that can't, you know, and all this, and they're making up all this crap. But the over 2,000 voters in Los Angeles County received faulty ballots, which lack a selection to vote for the President of the United States. And this has been confirmed by the Clark County Register's office on Monday. Oh, yeah, they couldn't, just like those people that had those voting machines that no matter who they voted for, it came up as the Republican or the Democrat. And there was a guy that a computer programming goes, this is not fantasy. This is not hoaxing. I can put a program in this voting machine right now to where you vote for Joe Biden, and when you hit the button, it'll flip your vote after it's set, and you will actually, if you look up who you vote for, it'll say you voted for Trump, even though you put, and it said, is this who you want to vote for, and it has a list of the people, and every person you say, and it will flip the vote for the Democrat, and they can program whatever percentage they want to, and they can make it to where Trump can win, and it's just enough to where it's really close, but it's far enough away to where they can't demand a recount. And it's been, oh, that's not real. Well, it is. You can't, and we're not saying it's happened. We're saying you can do this. And one of them, once they shut the machine off and turned it back on, then when they tried to vote for Trump, if they could actually do it, where before, no matter what they voted. So it's just one of those things. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Let me see where my time is at. Got about 16 minutes left in the program. This is the fastest 60 minutes or 1 hour on the Blog Talk Radio. Folks, thank you so much. Time flies when you're having fun. You know, I mean, when you... But, like they're trying to go after Mark Levin and stuff and take all these people off. They're wanting to do that because people are leaving the Democratic Party in droves. There was a lady that was on at the thing last night, and she's like, you know what? I want to apologize to President Trump for believing this liberal media and the lies. I back you, and I support you, and I pray for you. Like my wife said in the video, and I'm the same way. I don't like Kamala Harris, but I don't want her to die. I don't wish death on her. Hello, folks. Welcome to the MGM Sportsbook, where there's this... where the odds are 20-1 on Kamala Harris dying. Put your bets in. We don't. That's sick if you're... And there are... Yeah, man. Our thoughts and prayers go out to COVID-19, you know. I mean, I feel sorry for COVID-19, you know. Man, to have to be around Trump. Oh, Lord, I can't even imagine. I feel sorry for you, COVID-19. That just makes me want to vomit. How can you be like that? This woke media, this woke everything, this woke nation, when are they going to realize that, okay, the NBA is tanking. No one's watching it. What's it going to take for them to finally say, okay, enough's enough, LeBron, stop. I mean, there are people that are done, like, period. Like, okay, unless they come out and they get anyone that took a knee on the NBA court and say, bye-bye, you're done. We're going to get people to play. They're not going to, okay, you're done. Get out of here. And they actually, okay, you're going to respect the national anthem in the NBA or you're out of here. You're done. You know, most people are done, period. I mean, there's nothing these sports can do to bring people back. I'm glad I never idolized sports people. And if you're having a year like I'm having, maybe you need to try some CBD. It works. You know? And it's sad that you have people that think Trump's racist, but then you have people who, I mean, there are people that are defending Ilhan Omar. No one questions these Muslims in Congress about their religious beliefs when they say basically they have spewed stuff that makes calling a black person the N-word nice. What they've, the anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish rhetoric, the hate-filled rhetoric against Jewish people that they've spewed. How is that acceptable? Oh, but you know, Amy Coney Barrett's against the Affordable Care Act. Well, what's affordable about it? Affordable. I had the same insurance. So everything I had went up and up and up and up and up. And you can't blame, well, it's because you had the same insurance, because you went from one insurance to the other. So that's why, because different insurances, some medications got same pharmacy, same script, same insurance, and everything quadruple. We had to pay like $800 in fines for not having Obamacare. That sounds like a deal. Let's make a thing where if you don't have health insurance, we're going to make insurance that you can't afford, but if you can't afford it, we're going to fine you for not having it. How is that affordable? It's like these idiots. There was a guy that did this. It was like an experiment. He went to like pay less shoe source, and he bought like inexpensive shoes and put like really high price tags on them to see if people buy them. And just because if they got a $1,000 price tag, they have to be good shoes, you know, and they were just like $29 Payless. And just because it's Payless shoe source, what makes you think it's cheap? You could put expensive on there just because it's ripped off shoe source. You know, if you put like expensive shoes, take Payless shoe source and put expensive shoes as the name of the store. I'm still going in there assuming I'm buying shoes from China that are going to fall apart in 6 months. That's if I get that long out of them. But that's this world we live in. That's the world we live in, folks. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a waste of a transfer window. Oh my gosh, it was embarrassing. It's ridiculous. We got Donny Van de Beek, we got Edison Cavardi, we got Alex Tellez, and we got Ahmed Tremore. Now, I think when they did like the net spend, if we wouldn't have gotten Donny Van de Beek, it'd be like a negative net spend. They didn't. Oh my God, is it ridiculous? Remember, Edison Cavardi was a free agent. They could have done him anytime. Why did they do that deal? If you haven't heard by now, Jadon Sancho wasn't playing with Borussia Dortmund because Borussia Dortmund, along with him, were assuming Manchester United were going to place a bid for him. From what I'm understanding, I didn't think they even placed a bid. I'm going to do research because there was talk of like United putting in a bid for Jadon Sancho and it was rejected and putting in, you know, like multiple bids. And then there were outlets that said that they haven't placed a bid yet. And I wonder if they even did. I thought they did one and it was rejected. Well, they knew coming in, this is what Borussia Dortmund want. Take it or leave it. And there's talk that Ali might be being subbed and they're looking at getting Pochettino. This is what needs to, I mean, I wouldn't go near that club if I was a manager. Ain't no way. Pochettino needs to come out if they are even considering him and saying, hey, I would love to have someone considering the job that they say is that I'd love to see someone that Manchester United goes looking for to take over as the manager at Manchester United. And I'd love to have that person go, yes, I was offered. They talked to me about me taking over the job at Manchester United. And my response is no way in a million years would I do it. United, after Alex Ferguson left, David Moyes was not backed with any players he wanted. Van de Gaal was not given any of the players he wanted. Jose Mourinho was not given any of the players he wanted. And now Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has not been backed and not giving any of the players he wants. I'm not going to go to a club knowing the club isn't going to back me, the board isn't going to back me, and Woodward won't back me. I will not get any player I want. I feel sorry for Ollie. He's in his dream job, and he's not going to go anywhere because the board's not going to give him the players he wants. Give him the players he wants, and if he doesn't succeed, then you can say, hey, we gave you Alex Telles like you want. We gave you Amad Traore. We gave you Donny van de Beek. We gave you Jadon Sancho and Bruno Fernandes. We got six players in. Four you wanted. This transfer window was like Christmas morning. Okay, you get up there and you tell your mom and dad, you know, I want this one toy for Christmas, mom. Just one toy, mom. One toy. It's 7 pounds. You can do that, mom. 7 pounds. Now don't go buy the knockoff at Poundland. No, just 7 pounds, mom. And you get 25 other toys that combined cost 200 pounds, but they didn't buy you that 7 pound toy because it was $7 too much. We couldn't afford the 7 pound toy, but you bought $200 worth of other toys. We have tons of dead wood that's not being moved out of the club. What Ollie needs to do in the summer, and I don't know if he did this or not, he needs to sit there and go to the board, okay, these seven players are not on my, they're not going to be on the pitch. So if you want to continue to pay $80,000 a week for these players that are not going to play, you do whatever you want to do, but they're not going to be on my pitch. They're not going to be on my – I have – you either need to continue to waste money and pay them or move them on because they're not going to be on my pitch, and I've told them they have no chance of being in the first team. I want to have Ed Woodward explain why Ollie was not being backed, why the one player he wanted 100%, why he was not backed. I was assuming – I don't care what happens this transfer window. We get Jadon Sancho, I will be happy. But it's a waste. Edinson Cavani is a free agent. He can't do it anymore. I do like Alex Telles and Edinson Cavani that basically said that this is a dream to be here. I'm going to give 100%. Edinson Cavani is so injury prone. He hasn't done much in the last couple years. Now 7 years ago, I'd have taken him because he was in his prime. And people think we're getting the prime Edinson Cavani. No, we're getting the guy that's been injured that hasn't started much. He was retiring. And what does United do? Oh, you can't retire. We can do the deal any time because he's a free agent. Don't worry. I mean, why would you not? No matter what happens, he's getting close to 200 grand a week. One last payday. And there are fans out there. I cannot believe all this Ollie out crap. Ollie is not being backed. He's not getting the players he wants. Where's the CB? We need a central defensive midfielder. We need a center back, big time. You got a car with a bad transmission and a blown tire. Well, just try to fix the just try to just just go. We can't. No, we're not gonna. We're not gonna give you a new tire, and we're not gonna fix your transmission. Just drive the car. So you may have to try to start the car and put it in second gear, and try to go from second gear because it won't go from first gear. But you know, whatever. Just jury rig it. Just make the best of it. And then when the car won't run, then you say, okay, get out. You're done. We're going to get another driver in here. Then another driver comes in the car, and you just patch this tire, and then this other one blows. The transmission's still not going. And then when is it going to take? I want to see a manager that they try to get into the club, but they try to replace Ollie, that says, no, I'm not going to come here. He haven't backed any of the managers since Ollie's going to, you know, Ollie Solskjaer hasn't been backed. Jose Mourinho wasn't backed. Van Gaal wasn't backed, and neither was David Moyes. I'm not going to come into a club that's not going to back me and get me my players or support me in any way. If they haven't done that for any of these others, why would I want to come in? And that's what they're doing. And then the rearview mirror falls off, and then you're trying to drive a car. Oh, well, just take the rearview mirror. No, why don't you get it fixed properly? Why don't we get the right players in? Edinson Cavani, Mourinho wouldn't even go after him. And Mourinho likes that player that's got 1 or 2 years that he can get good year and bam and done, and then he gets another group of players. He's passed. I don't think Mourinho would have taken him. And he likes that type of really old player that he didn't have to do anything with. Here you go, and get 1 or 2 years out of him. Ahmed Traoré can't come to January because of like visa stuff he has to deal with. But it's the worst transfer window in ages. It's embarrassing. But of course, Ollie's out. Ollie needs to go because he's the problem. No, you get the players. The manager wants, give him the players he needs. Get the deadwood gone. You got players that are never going to play in the pitch that shouldn't even be anywhere near the club, and they're making 80 grand a week. Are you freaking kidding me? But that's this club we're talking about. We need to figure out a way, because Ed Woodward cannot be here for another transfer window. He needs to be gone. We need to find a way to get rid of him and get rid of the Glazers and get people that want to turn that club around and make it the club it used to be. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this next, till this Thursday coming up, remember, folks, when you shake your fist to heaven and say, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I gave you. Do something. Choose joy. God bless and goodbye.